Hey, 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 that's right. It is time for the good stuff. Thank you so much. And we've got a lot of good things coming up, including I've got some things about why we love children. So be ready for that.
The world-famous Mile City Bucking Horse Sale is coming up. Actually, May 3rd and 4th, they're going to get all of the horse racing activities going on. Simulcast racing May 11th for Mother's Day, the concert on the 15th, and then when we get to that final week, the West comes alive.
And you know, you can really do this. Immerse yourself in the world of ranching. You can do it with Tri-State Livestock News. They have comprehensive coverage on cattle, horses, rodeo, all things agriculture. It's what ranchers read at Tri-State Livestock News.
And what were you going to share today? And of course, all of the famous wild bucking horse sale, the best bronc ride you're going to find anywhere at the world famous Mile City Bucking Horse Sale in Mile City, Montana. Go online for ticket information at buckinghorsesale.com.
As I mentioned, it's a piece called Why We Love Children. Shirley Schumann from Crookston, Nebraska, shared this with us. I think she was cleaning out some files and had kind of a little batch of things. A small boy is sent to bed by his father. 5 minutes later, Dad, what? I'm thirsty. Can you bring a drink of water? No, you had your chance. Lights out. 5 minutes later, Dad, what? I'm thirsty. Can I have a drink of water? I told you no. If you ask again, I'll have to spank you. 5 minutes later, Dad, what? When you come in to spank me, can you bring a drink of water?
I guess it was worth the punishment.
Yep, he was thirsty. An exasperated mother whose son was always getting into mischief finally asked him, how do you expect to get into heaven? The little boy thought it over and he said, well, I'll run in and out, in and out, in and out. And I'll keep slamming the door until St. Peter says, for heaven's sake, Dylan, come in or stay out.
I guess that's thinking as well.
That's what
I
thought.
We better save a couple of those for another day. Something from John Shafto today. What's wrong with society today is that too many dirt roads have been paved. There's not a problem in America today, crime, drugs, education, divorce, delinquency, that wouldn't be remedied if we just had more dirt roads. Because dirt roads give character. People that live at the end of the dirt roads learn early on that life is a bumpy ride, that it can jar you right down to your teeth sometimes. But it's worth it if at the end is home, a loving spouse, happy kids, and a dog. We wouldn't have near the trouble with our educational system if our kids got their exercise walking a dirt road with other kids, from whom they learn how to get along. There was less crime in our streets before they were paved. Criminals didn't walk two dusty miles to rob or rape if they knew that they'd be welcomed by five barking dogs and a couple of double-barreled shotguns. And there were no drive-by shootings. Our values were better when our roads were worse. People did not worship their cars more than their kids, and motorists were more courteous, didn't tailgate by riding the bumper of the guy in front that would choke you with dust and bust your windshield with rocks. Dirt roads taught patience. Dirt roads were environmentally friendly. You didn't hop in your car for a quart of milk. You walked to the barn for your milk. For your mail, you walked to the mailbox. What if it rained and the dirt road got washed out? That was the best part. Then you stayed home and had some family time. Roasted marshmallows and popcorn and pony rode on daddy's shoulders and learned how to make prettier quilts than anybody else. At the end of dirt roads, you soon learned that bad words taste like soap. Most paved roads lead to trouble. Dirt roads more likely lead to a fishing creek or a swimming hole. At the end of a dirt road, the only time that we even locked our car was in August, because if we didn't, some neighbor would fill it with zucchini. At the end of a dirt road, there was always extra springtime income when city dudes would get stuck. You'd have to hitch up a team and pull them out. Usually, you got a dollar. Always, you got a new friend at the end of a dirt road. And you might remember that Paul Harvey did that.
Oh, I love that. Indeed. Hey, it's in the books. It's all done. It's wrapped up for another year. Old West Days in Valentine, Nebraska has wrapped it up.
They did the 34th annual event this past weekend.
And we want to thank them so much for being on The Good Stuff, and that we look forward to serving them again next year.
If you have something to share on The Good Stuff, like Shirley Schumann did earlier, well, send it to kimhburge@gmail.com. And keep listening for The Good Stuff.